You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. This is where you come to get suggestions for some really great listening. With me this whole week is Emily Connolly. She's an editor at Audiophile Magazine. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Joe. Happy to be on.
And I'm happy to hear what you're going to suggest for some really neat Christmas and Hanukkah reading.
Yes. Well, this is one that I know you're going to be excited about because I know you love the author, but it's The Starless Sea by Erin Morgenstern.
The Night Circus.
Yes, she's the author of The Night Circus, which I know is one of your favorite audiobooks.
Yes, it is.
And unlike that one, which had one narrator, Jim Dale, this audiobook is read by multiple narrators, including Dominic Hoffman, Dion Graham, Bonnie Turpin, Fiona Hardingham, Alan Corduner, and Georgina Marie.
My goodness. And tell me what this is about. She is just a wonderfully fantastical writer, I mean, but a subtle fantasist.
This one really just sucked me right in, I have to say. And our reviewer loved it, too. It was an Earphones Award winner. And I like how it's described as a love letter to the power of stories and books. And I think the fact that they had these multiple narrators on it really emphasized how it creates a distinction between all these separate sections of this audiobook.
Okay, fill me in on more. What's the plot?
We meet this graduate student. He's a new media graduate student, which means he studies video games at graduate school in Vermont, and he's the son of a fortune teller, and he's found a mysterious book in the school library called Sweet Sorrows. And Zachary reads this book and discovers part of his childhood in it, which is very intriguing. And so
it
talks about a time when he was a kid and he found a door painted on a wall that he had a sense might lead actually to an adventure somewhere. And he decides not to open it and has kind of always regretted it.
Okay, I have a question. Now, the book he finds, is it like a book written by his mother or his father, or is it something that really is older and it's completely unlikely that his story would be part of it?
It is a much older book. It's doesn't have a barcode on it. It confuses the librarians in his school. And one of the librarians helps him try to find, like, what is going on with this book? And clues in the text lead him to this literary gala, which she's just so good at describing these, like, lush scenes and all these rich details. And he meets these intriguing characters. And as he goes further in the story, there are all of these interwoven stories, including the book that he found, Sweet Sorrows. And we have a clip from the very beginning with Dion Graham, who's narrating that story, Sweet Sorrows, that Zachary finds in the library.
Okay, so this is The Starless Sea by Erin Morgenstern, read by Dominic Hoffman, Dion Graham, Bonnie Turpin, and others. Here we go.
There is a pirate in the basement. The pirate is a metaphor, but also still a person. The basement could rightly be considered a dungeon. The pirate was placed here for numerous acts of a piratey nature, considered criminal enough for punishment by those non-pirates who decide such things. Someone said to throw away the key, but the key rests on a tarnished ring on a hook that hangs on the wall nearby. Close enough to see from behind the bars, freedom kept in sight but out of reach, left as a reminder to the prisoner. No one remembers that now on the key side of the bars, the careful psychological design forgotten, distilled into habit and convenience. The pirate realizes this, but withholds comment. The guard sits in a chair by the door and reads crime serials on faded paper, wishing he were an idealized, fictional version of himself, wondering if the difference between pirates and thieves is a matter of boats and hats.
I swear to God, I could listen to Dion Graham forever.
I know.
He could read a menu, and I would just say, please read more.
I loved hearing him on this, and I loved how they pulled in all these different narrators, because it really helped. It could be confusing, I think, having sort of stories within stories, but having all those different voices really helped me keep track of what was going on. And so anyone who's looking for something to just like really lose themselves in this holiday season or anytime, I highly recommend this one.
Thank you for recommending it.
I'm so excited for you to listen to it, Joe.
Thank you, me too. That's The Starless Sea by Aaron Morgenstern, read by Dominica Hoffman, Dion Graham, Bonnie Turpin, and multiple other narrators. Thank you, Emily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Paperback Classics, which is a new imprint from Oasis Family Media. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.